charges in the HP case.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. California's Attorney General has filed criminal charges in the Hewlett-Packard scandal. Former Chairwoman Patricia Dunn and the former ethics officer have been charged. So were three private investigators. The state believes the five committed a crime when they authorized or carried out spying to track down a media leak. The charges are generating lots of headlines. But what's the impact on consumers? Roger Kay is a tech industry analyst based in Wayland, Massachusetts.
I think the impact on both consumers and corporate customers is going to be very limited. People don't buy because of what happens in the boardroom. They buy because of the price and what the machine does. I think that's what people are going to be paying attention to, and they don't really care other than for amusement what's going on in the boardroom.
Meanwhile, HP issued a statement saying it's continuing to cooperate with state and federal investigators. Beyond that, the company said it has no further comment. Is this the day the rubber meets the road? The Steelworkers Union and Goodyear Tires have been in talks about a new contract since June. The old contract was up in July. But it's been extended on a day-to-day basis while negotiations continue. Earlier this week, the union set a deadline of this afternoon. Some 12,000 Goodyear employees could go out on strike or be locked out if the two sides can't come to terms. As of yesterday, both were still trying to work it out in Cincinnati. This week, nearly 500 members of China's Communist Party will meet in Beijing. Over the next 4 days, political and economic issues will be discussed that will be familiar to many Americans. For example, how to maintain social harmony in a society that has a big gap in wealth. Jocelyn Ford has more.
In China, the rich are getting richer. The poor can't catch up. That doesn't make for social harmony. Professor Joseph Chung is a political scientist at the City University of Hong Kong.
Chinese leaders understand that they have to put less emphasis on sheer economic growth and more emphasis on the provision of a reasonable social security net.
Like free education and more affordable health care. The Communist Party leaders will also take aim at a familiar target to Americans, special interest groups. Professor Chung says government-protected industries like electricity and oil have made easy profits. The public doesn't think it's fair that people in these sectors don't have to work hard for their money. In Beijing, I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
The ministers of OPEC have apparently had enough. The price of oil has dropped 25% in the past 2 months. Oil's hovering around $60 a barrel at the moment. The ministers don't want to see it fall below 50. Word is OPEC is ready to intervene with a big cut in production. The Financial Times reports the cut would be at least 1 million barrels a day, or 4% of production. Two OPEC members are already out there with token reductions, Venezuela and Nigeria. OPEC pumps over a third of the world's oil. It's got a big meeting scheduled for mid-December. Strong showing across the board by the market at the close of business on Wednesday. The Dow Jones jumped 123 points to 11,850. The Nasdaq rose 47 points to 2290. And the S&P was up 16 points at 1350. And in Tokyo, the Nikkei was up 366 points. This is Marketplace. Are you a Trekkie? Ever fantasize about owning, oh, say, the captain's chair on the bridge of the Enterprise? Well, Christie's is auctioning off memorabilia from Star Trek. Janet Babin has that story.
A constellation of Star Trek stuff is up for grabs during the three-day auction. The pieces span all 10 Trekkie films and all 5 incarnations of the TV show. Hot items include a recreation of the bridge where Captain Kirk made all the decisions and a model of the Starship Enterprise itself. Kathy Elkies is Special Collection Director at Christie's. She says it's difficult to predict how much the collection's worth.
We're saying somewhere around $3 million, but it's just the response has been so strong and, you know, people are so enthusiastic, and it's very hard to put a real price tag on this.
Elkie says, like the show, interest in the auction spans generations and national boundaries. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, committed to providing financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Let's thrive. Thrivent.com. By Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellows shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, the world's toughest shredders. More at Fellows.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas.
All around America, men and women worry about their jobs.
Iraq, healthcare,
energy and education.
What you want?
The Real Agenda is our special series on pocketbook issues that can influence this year's midterm elections. Today, we look at paid sick leave. Almost half of all full-time private sector employees have no paid sick days. That's especially true for low-wage workers. According to the polls, most Americans think workers deserve some paid medical leave. And now San Franciscans are expected to make that city the first in the country to require paid sick leave. Rachel Dornhelm reports.
Slicing and dicing happens every night in the kitchens of Italian restaurants in San Francisco's touristy North Beach neighborhood. For 7 years, Leonardo Prado has worked in a number of these spots as a busboy, server, or manager. But like 86% of the nation's restaurant employees, he has never had paid sick days.
Every day that I work, I need that money. So taking one day off, forget it. It will have an impact on my budget, just taking a day off.
The single father says the worst is when his 4-year-old gets sick and he has to pay more for childcare than he earns at his job. Single mother Beatrice Mai is a waitress in a Chinese restaurant and is also afraid to take days off.
I'm always fearful that if I take time off because I'm sick, my boss is going to cut my schedule.
More than 100,000 employees like Mai and Prado will get paid sick leave in San Francisco if Proposition F passes. The referendum requires that full and part-time workers earn 1 hour of paid leave for every 30 hours of work. The leave tops out at 9 days. Proponents say it will reduce contagious disease and considerably lower the city's hospital bill. While the program could cost city businesses $33.5 million, advocates say it could save them over $40 million in increased productivity.
Only people who've never run a business would say something like that.
Dan Schroeder is vice president of the Golden Gate Restaurant Association.
I always love that argument. It's going to increase productivity by incenting people to take 9 days off a year paid.
Schroeder says this proposition will hurt the restaurant industry much more than other small businesses because labor is such a big part of its costs. Still, the Restaurant Association isn't launching a counterattack.
It polls too high. I mean, if you ask people, would you like more paid sick pay, everyone's going to say yes. And to be honest, if we fight it, we look like complete jerks.
Proponents see the potential for this catching on nationwide. They point to the 1993 Federal Family and Medical Leave Act, which mandates unpaid leave for family and medical emergencies. Deborah Ness, president of the National Partnership for Women and Families, says worker and family topics are perfect bipartisan issues.
The Family and Medical Leave Act was one of the most popular laws that we passed in the last couple of decades, but there hasn't been very much building on that since. The initiative in San Francisco is a really wonderful step in that direction.
A number of states, from Montana to Massachusetts, are expected to consider mandatory paid sick days in the coming year. In San Francisco, I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace, the story.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.